Captain's log, stardate 5483.7. The Enterprise is en route through an unfamiliar sector of space, where a series of Earth Federation ships have disappeared mysteriously during the last 150 years. Recent joint discussions with the Klingon and Romulan empires have revealed that a starship has disappeared in this sector precisely every 27.346 star years.
If my calculations are correct, Captain, we have 20 seconds to go.
20 seconds to what? That's what worries me. Lieutenant Uhura, place the ship on yellow alert.
Aye, sir. Yellow alert.
Five seconds. Four. Three.
All stations report yellow alert status, sir. Captain, I'm getting some sort of subspace radio signal.
Put it on ship speaker.
It's more like music than a message.
Captain, we're being probed.
From where? Can you trace it?
The signal is coming from a star system 20 light years away.
Can you identify it?
It is the Taurian system, a small star at the extreme edge of this sector.
That's a powerful signal to reach here from that great a distance.
It seems to be calling us.
Strange. Yes, I get the same feeling myself.
It does resemble a summons.
I find no resemblance to a summons, Captain.
Opinion noted. Set a course for the Taurian system, Lieutenant Eriks. Warp factor 7.
You wanted me, Lieutenant?
Are you all right? I am. But I want you to observe the men here. It seemed to start when we picked up that signal. And it's gotten worse.
Fascinating. Like a Vulcan marriage drum. I am experiencing audiovisual suggestion, Captain.
So am I. Dimensional visions. Any idea what's causing them, Spock?
Logically, we must assume they are created by the probe.
Sir, what visions? We don't see anything.
Miss Chapman, you don't see anything either?
No, sir.
Take a medical reading, nurse. Lieutenant Uhura, call Dr. McCoy to the bridge.
Sick bay, Dr. McCoy. Please report to the bridge. Dr. McCoy? No response.
Magnolias and blossom. Beautiful.
The signal's getting stronger, sir.
Rescan your sensor readings, Mr. Spock.
Readings are still inconclusive. It is odd that only the men are affected, Captain. I suggest...
Stardate 5483.8. Engineering Officer Scott in command. We are in orbit around Planet 2 in the Taurian system. Probes and sensors indicate there was once a vast civilization here. Oh, lovely, lovely. However, life readings are sparse and concentrated. Captain Kirk is beaming down with a scouting party to investigate.
These figures just don't match up with Spock's. So far, I count three sensor readings that are off.
Fantastic architecture. Only an incredibly advanced race could have built it.
You want all those routine readings, sir?
Oh, I don't think so, Carver. Spock will do it.
There's something compelling about it.
Yes, I feel it too, Bones.
Captain, the urgency of our feeling suggests visual compulsion. I advise remaining at a distance until I can determine the extent of its influence. The life forms are indicated in its center.
There's no apparent danger, Spark. Let's go.
Wondrous ones.
They honor us.
I'm Thela, the head female. Welcome, James Kirk. Dr. McCoy. Mr. Spock. Welcome.
The form is humanoid, but there are many internal differences. Their bodies appear to function on an unusual psychokinesis level.
First time I ever admired a body function.
How do you know our names?
The Optoid revealed them to us. The Optoad will reveal whatever is asked, Mr. Spock. We are grateful that you heard the signal, Captain.
The signal? A distress call, wasn't it?
I will explain its meaning later. We have prepared a feast to celebrate your presence.